Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 79.
Thanks for joining me today. As you can see, I'm holding a cup. A cup of what? Coffee. What else would I be holding up on a very extremely bright, sunny, hot day outside but a cup of coffee? No, I already had water and I, you know, had lunch and had iced tea. And so, you know, all in its own time. But it says, I get coffee from two or three different places. But this place says, life is short. Stay awake for it. Life is short, people. Life is short. And when people are passing away in one form or fashion, too young, or too old, life is short. Compared to eternity, compared to forever, life is way too short. And so we got to thank God for every single day He's given us. Say, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen today, but God, You do. I know somebody who knows exactly what's going to happen today. I've got my plans. I've got my thoughts. I've got my ideas. But God, You know what's happening today, so I'm going to follow You. A lot of people will say, God, You follow me, and You get me out of the messes that I get myself into. No, I want to follow Him, because He knows where I need to go, where I need to be, who I need to meet, what I need to say, what I need to listen to. He knows it all. He knows it all. Let me share with you from Isaiah 54, verse 14, once again in this series talking about fear. Are you experiencing fear? We've all been experiencing the virus now for a lot of days, almost from the beginning, really. I mean, hardly anybody put a date on it, but when it has come from China, it was in China and then somehow to the West Coast and then to the United States of America. And to nations around the world. It has been almost since the beginning of the year in some parts of our country. And so people have had every emotion known to mankind. Anger, fear, joy, being giddy, being dumbfounded, listening to all kind of voices saying this and that and everything else. And they're creative. Or just like a bump on a rock, and just like a rock on top of a tree, a fallen tree. Just absolutely just doing nothing, thinking nothing, just coasting through the day, wondering what's going to happen. Well, what's going to happen tomorrow? Better check the news. What's the governor saying? What's my mayor saying? What's happening? And then when they don't get the news they want to hear, they go, just as I thought. You don't have to live that way. Right now is the time to seek God. Now is the time to pray. Right now is to make plans. A lot of people don't do that. They don't plan on that at all. But make plans as to what you're going to do when you have that window of freedom that comes to all of us. And the window gets cracked a little bit, then a little bit more, then a little bit more. And then the freedom window will be wide open. And the question is, do you want to do what you've always done? Do you want to go back on that same cycle? Doing the same thing? Getting the same results? Being unhappy about the results? No, you've got plenty of time to change things in your heart and in your head before you're able to enact some of those changes that just need to be. So in Isaiah 54 and verse 14, the Bible says, in righteousness shall you be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you will not fear, and from terror it will not come near you. And from terror. And sudden fear. No, we don't have to have that. One more. In Psalms 56, Psalms 56 and verse 11, in God I put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do unto me. Wow. It's amazing the people that I listen to and then talk to that have more of a reverence and a fear of man than they do God. Isn't that amazing? They fear man and the opinion of mankind more than the fear of God, the creator of everything. I know that one of the answers is possibly that God has more grace than man anyway. Of course. I mean, that's by grace we are saved. And by his benevolence, by his love, by his compassion, we have been brought into the family of God. And mankind, oh, we make judgments. I don't like you, and I do like you, and you make me laugh, and you make me angry, and you can get out of my sight, and you're fired, or you're hired, and tedious, isn't it? It can take just the wind out of your sail and the air out of your balloon in a heartbeat. You can be up, you can be strong, you can be positive, and all of a sudden something like that hits you, boom, you're deflated, and all the gas goes out of your car. Oh, my goodness. I put my trust in God. I will not be afraid of what man can do unto me. And a lot of people today are living in the fear of man, not the fear of God. And I think, well, what does he think? And what does that guy think? What's my banker think? What's my lawyer think? What's my neighbor think? And what's my boss think? What do they all think? If you're living for God, do you really care what they think? I'm not saying that to be rude and for you to be rude. No, not at all. But I'm saying is what motivates you and drives you, their opinion about you or the God of the universe, Jesus your Savior, the Holy Spirit that's in you. You really care more about that or about the boss or your neighbor or the guy on TV or the guy on radio or the chairman of the board or just whatever. I will not be afraid of what man can do unto me because I'm living unto the Most High God. There are little gods, a lot of little demigods, a lot of gods who want to be gods, but there's only one Heavenly Father that loves you so much that he sent his best from heaven, Jesus Christ, Son of God, Messiah, to die on the cross so that we could have freedom from the jaws and the claws of the devil himself. And let's walk in freedom every single day of our lives. And you can live that freedom life. You really can. And you don't have to be afraid. You can have your faith in God. I know that sometimes it sounds like a trite saying, but it is not meant to be at all. Faith in a living God that sent his best to the earth so that we could be free. God bless you. Thanks for being with me today.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.